The federal government has arrested a U.S. citizen they believe might have been planning an attack on behalf of al-Qaeda. Attorney General John Ashcroft said today that Jose Padilla, who calls himself Abdullah al-Muhajir, was planning on setting off a so-called radioactive dirty bomb in the United States. Muhajir was arrested May 8th and has been transferred to a military brig in Charleston, South Carolina. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports.
According to law enforcement officials, Jose Padilla had a checkered career. Born in New York, he got in trouble with the law as a juvenile and then served time in a Florida prison for a handgun charge. Attorney General John Ashcroft said it was in prison that Padilla converted to Islam and began referring to himself as Abdullah al-Muhajir. After he left prison, he traveled to Afghanistan and Pakistan, where, Ashcroft said, he met with senior al-Qaeda officials in the year 2001.
While in Afghanistan and Pakistan, al-Muhajir trained with the enemy, including studying how to wire explosive devices and researching radiological dispersion devices.
Officials said after 9/11, U.S. intelligence picked up his trail, reportedly tipped off by the number three official in al-Qaeda, Abu Zubaydah, who has been captured by the U.S. The CIA was monitoring Muhajir abroad, and when he flew from Pakistan to Chicago on May 8th, he was nabbed by the FBI.
In apprehending al-Muhajir as he sought entry into the United States, we have disrupted an unfolding terrorist plot to attack the United States by exploding a radioactive dirty bomb.
That is a conventional bomb wrapped in radioactive material. It could kill not only people in the immediate vicinity, but also contaminate the area for years. Deputy Secretary of Defense Paul Wolfowitz said later it's not clear where Muhajir allegedly planned to detonate the bomb, though he did have knowledge of Washington, D.C.
This was still in the initial planning stages, but it does underscore, I think, the continuing importance of focusing particularly on those people who may be pursuing chemical or biological or radiological or nuclear weapons. This is one such individual.
Indeed, terrorism experts like Clinton Van Zandt say the government has been waiting for this second shoot-a-drop. Van Zandt, who worked for the FBI for more than 20 years, says the FBI knew that al-Qaeda had been trying to obtain a nuclear device and had not yet, and so the group was working on simpler radioactive devices. Moreover, Van Zandt says investigators also expected al-Qaeda to start using American citizens as terrorists.
If, in fact, we are going to key in on international passports, the next thing to do is find U.S. citizens and use them against us, and that becomes the wave of terrorism in the near future.
Now Muhajir has been transferred to a naval base in South Carolina. Sources say he's unlikely to be tried in a military tribunal, in part because the president's order concerning those tribunals applies only to non-citizens. But Yale law professor Ruth Wedgwood says there are several advantages to the government to moving him from the civilian justice system to military jurisdiction.
One is you get the guy off the street quickly. Secondly, you don't have to show as much of your hand. And third, you can really, in fact, continue to hold him without necessarily meeting the quite high evidentiary predicates that you have to use in criminal justice.
As an enemy combatant, Muhajir is not entitled to a speedy trial. He can be held indefinitely with no charges, and he has limited, if any, access to a lawyer. Wedgwood and others say this is an encouraging development for U.S. intelligence. It suggests that detainees like Abu Zubaydah are giving useful and current information.
Usually if you have somebody who's fake cooperating, they'll give you historical things that are interesting, background knowledge, but well out of date. To have people who are still in play is a great moment, and particularly if it's somebody who had the unusually dangerous masquerade of being a citizen but working for the adversary.
Sources say that Muhajir was working alone in this country, but they are continuing to investigate. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.